Let's do the birthday scam.
We're going to call up Linda. Her husband thought of this. They were in a hotel over in San Antonio. They were knocking boots in their hotel room.
Thought that it was private, but then they realized when they came down, they were in one of those, they could be seen from the atrium, one of those big glass walls in the lobby of the hotel.
So that's the scam. I'll be with the hotel.
This is Linda.
Hi, Linda. This is Robert Johnson. I'm from the in San Antonio. How are you today?
Just fine.
We had a complaint come in, and this is rather delicate, but I'll just say it straight out. We had some guests that were on the same floor as you, and they were coming into the room off the elevator with their children, and they saw a couple through a window doing in a rather indelicate position, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And it turns out that was your room that they saw the couple in. So I'm assuming it was probably you and your husband, I guess.
Yes.
Does any of that ring a bell?
Well, I believe that the shades were maybe open, but we didn't realize until we went out. And it embarrassed me to death because I would never, ever do that.
This happens to a lot of people because they're there in the atrium and they feel they're up high enough that people can't see.
Right, and yeah, it caught me off guard, too, because, you know, I never would have thought anybody could see something like that either, you know?
We had to comp this other family, because they were rather shocked by it, and they didn't want their kids to see that.
Yeah.
We had to give them their room for free, so this is why I'm calling you, is to see if we could recoup those costs from you.
Well, I mean,
they had a $190 room. And so I would like to go ahead and run that on your credit card, if that'd be all right.
No, it's not okay, because it wasn't something done on purpose that I thought.
And I understand that, but the fact of the matter is, you did do it, and they have complained. They were with us for 3 nights, so that's 3 times 190.
I'm sorry.
$600 with tax, so can I go ahead and run that?
No. No, you can't.
Well,
because like I said, it was something unintentionally done.
But nevertheless, you did do it. You were there with the window in the window in front of God and everybody.
Well, do you see my face?
No, because I think your back was to the window.
I would have never done it if I would have thought.
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, no, that's not fair to me either.
Y'all shouldn't. I had hoped that you would cooperate, and I wasn't even going to mention this, but some of the guys down in the security office found it on the security video and had zoomed in on your window.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we have some rather explicit...
So y'all been showing this to everybody, huh?
Not the public.
Well, I mean, how many people there do you need to look at it?
Well, the security staff has certainly seen it. There's about 15 people in the security department. So...
You can call my husband and ask him.
Now, I've seen it. You have nothing to be ashamed of. You're a rather attractive woman, what I could see. In fact, here's a thought I had. There is a pretty penny to be made on the internet for this kind of thing. Maybe that we could recoup these costs and I wouldn't have to run it on your credit card.
And you work for the
That whole motif of being caught through the window, that's a turn-on for a lot of people. I know it was for me. It's either that or I could send in America's Funniest Home Videos.
Well, I wouldn't think it would be on the funny side of it now, would it?
Where's the part where you fell down?
Did you fall off the bed at all during the... Linda, happy birthday. It's Dean and Raj. Birthday scam. We're on the radio.
Did JK do this?
Yeah, JK and Wayne. Wayne's your husband, right? We all saw it in the hotel.
Huh?
And people going by in the river, too, in the boats. Everyone saw it.